The Obama administration is doubling down on its efforts to fight ISIS and their messages online. This includes expanding an agency inside the State Department. It's called the Center for Strategic Counterterrorism Communications, CSCC for short. To hear about it, we spoke with Richard Stengel. He's the Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs. I asked him how the agency intends to counter the ISIS propaganda effort.
We do it with a lot of humility, because we realize that government is not the best messenger for the messages that we want to get out there. The best counter-ISIL messaging is from real people, from credible voices, from imams, from former fighters or former extremists. And so part of what we're doing now in growing CSCC is trying to grow that part of it, which actually enlists those real voices.
Mm-hmm. And just, we should just say there are many names for ISIS. Some people say ISIS, some people say ISIL. I have read that this group produces something like 90,000 social media posts a day. What kind of posts are we talking about? I mean, what are they putting out there?
Some of that is what we will call ISIL fanboys, people who are not a member of the organization but are sympathetic to their goals, and their tweets condemning Westerners, condemning Jews, you know, praising beheading, praising these kind of barbaric things that they do. And then, of course, the internet is the world's greatest communication tool in history, and so they also use it for recruitment purposes. And ultimately, what they look at social media as a form of weapon. It's a weaponization of information, and they're very adept at it.
And it used to be that the U.S. strategy was to basically ignore these posts. The idea was to not even dignify them with a response. Now it seems that the idea is to actively engage them. Can you tell us specifically how you plan to do that?
Well, in terms of our direct engagement, which is, again, only part of what CSCC does, we try to disabuse people of the mythologies that ISIL is putting out there, that the caliphate is a place of bliss and that it's well-organized and well-managed. We say, look, the caliphate doesn't exist. People don't have water. They don't have electricity. You're not going to find a husband or a wife there. You're most likely going to get killed. They kill more Muslims than anybody else, so you're putting yourself in danger. So part of it is that straight-ahead, direct kind of refutation of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. I think back to U.S. efforts in the Middle East on TV and the radio, these sort of Arabic channels that were sponsored by the U.S. government that, you know, were not all that effective. I mean, you're a former journalist. You know this. You know, what is different about now?
Well, I think somebody said to me the other day, it's not so much that you're doing government messaging, it's that you're doing bad messaging. And bad messaging doesn't resonate. Mm-hmm. We can do it better. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, to go back to this point that this is where we're expanding CSCC. It's to try to engage actual real voices there, which we know are the better opposition to ISIL messaging, real people.
Right. So give me some examples of who some of these messengers might be.
Well, we've seen hashtag campaigns after the Charlie killing and things like Je suis Charlie. There are Arabic hashtags where people are grouping together to refute ISIL's messages.
Je suis Ahmed was one, yeah.
Yes,
right.
Je suis Ahmed. But you know what? We are still looking for those voices, and we're still looking for those people. I mean, there are organizations, for example, that are accumulating the testimony of former violent extremists, former fighters, and putting those on YouTube. So there's a lot going on in the space, and we just want to be as helpful to that as we can be.
I think about, you know, when you think about all these different networks that could also be putting out the message, I wonder about the hacking group Anonymous. You know, they've done quite a bit to counter the ISIS propaganda. They've threatened to hack into their bank accounts. I mean, is that welcome?
Well, you know, it's funny. It came completely by surprise to me. And I guess in the spirit of the fact that we are looking for people to unite against ISIL's message and messaging, I guess it is welcome. I mean, the more the merrier in some ways.
Right. Well, Richard Stengel, the Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
One final note, the State Department emailed us after this interview asking we clarify that the government doesn't support Anonymous and isn't affiliated with Anonymous in any way.